For obvious reasons, I'll be keeping this a little bit short today. But thinking about those moments in which we may have ever, if you've ever worshiped God with what we can call complete abandon, where you just totally gave yourself over to worship. You know, I think about different groups and cultures that I've been familiar with, you know, either living, you know, in various cities and around, you know, where, you know, might have a large ethnic neighborhood. When I was in Springfield, you had a lot of Italians, and you had feast days like the Feast of St. Joseph's, where, you know, you had bands and people marching down the street, and they're carrying and they're singing, and there's all sorts of feasting going on. And those of you who, you know, grew up in the city, especially in Brooklyn, you know, probably have seen, especially the more Orthodox Jews, on some of their great feast days where they literally take over blocks and blocks of streets. Or, you know, you get in January and the Feast of the Three Kings. You go into, a lot of Latino neighborhoods and stuff. There's, you know, these great festivals with these giant puppets and just all sort of music and all sorts of singing and food. And, you know, and I remember living in, you know, Nebraska, where you have a lot of Mexican Americans and a lot of people from Mexico, where the Feast of, you know, the Lady of Guadalupe, you know, you have these wonderful festivals. And, you know, and people give themselves into great celebration. Just as we saw in our first reading today, where David brings, you know, David with a host of, you know, of the Israelites bring the Ark of the Covenant in. Now, at this time, you know, for years, you know, the Hebrews, as they were in the wilderness, they had built this ark at the Lord's instruction, and inside the ark was the law, the Torah, the, you know, we always see those big stone tablets. It was considered, you know, God's seat, you know, especially before they built the temple. And it had been basically, for lack of better words, sort of in storage, you know, as they were preparing the tent. And we hear about them bringing it to its new home. And, you know, and you have David leading them, dancing, and everybody's singing. They're playing all sorts of instruments. There's all sorts of excitement going on as they celebrate God. Now, I often think to myself, if each Sunday was a little bit of that celebration, if each week we allowed our own hearts to feel that joy, that openness, that willingness to celebrate. Now, sometimes we feel it as individuals, sometimes we feel it in a group. You know, I notice at times, especially when, you know, you have the right, you know, it seems like when you have the right music going, you know, there'll be those moments, you know, on a Sunday or on a holy day where you have, you know, everything seems to be in that right place and everything just seems so extra holy. Now, of course, as we saw in today's reading, at the end, after, you know, the gifts of food and all that, people went back home because, you know, you can't totally live in that state all the time. You know, our bodies aren't made that way. But it's that part where allowing ourselves to feel that joy when it comes. Instead of suppressing our joy, living into it, realizing that our God is not only holy, but is a God of joy. You know, this is a God who creates, who enjoys the presence of his people. And so I encourage you to open your own hearts, to follow the example of those Israelites and so many people who've come through the years, and to allow yourself to feel that joy of being one with God.